On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Our sip segments are all about distilled spirits, wine, tea, and coffee, and anything else you can drink. So this is wine episode, so here are the wines we're going to discuss. So we have the Cage Sauvignon Blanc 2023.
Woohoo!
We have the Chapelet 2023 Signature Chenin Blanc. We have the Calling 2022 River Valley Pinot Noir. The Pump Jack Napa Valley Merlot 2022.
Yummy.
The Chapelet Signature Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. Sequoia Grove Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. Sequoia Grove Napa Valley Rutherford Tonella Vineyard 2019. And the Sequoia Grove Napa Valley Rutherford Bench Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon Winemaker Series 2019.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. Hey, we've been
sipping. Yeah. We've been sipping.
Keep on sipping, man.
We are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Are we really, though? You know, I was saying, I think last show we recorded, I was watching Apple TV Severance, the new show episode, the new season. But I was up at 2 a.m. last night, and I don't remember seeing anything good on. I think we are the best thing on.
Well, I don't know. A couple of weeks ago, I was watching Landman at 2 a.m., and I'm sorry, Billy Bob kicks everybody's rear end.
Yeah. What were you watching?
Landman.
I don't know that one.
Yes, I just started watching
it. Landman?
No.
What is the greatest show ever?
Yes.
Oil Man. Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
That's all I've got to say.
The greatest thing Tyler Sheridan has ever done. Forget Yellowstone, the greatest thing.
What service am I watching this
on? I have no idea.
It's on Peacock.
Yeah, I have like 27 services.
You know, I actually went and paid for Peacock this year because I want to see the SNL 50th anniversary.
Is it Peacock or Paramount Plus?
I think it's Paramount. Peacock.
Well, it's Paramount, I have because of Star Trek. Yeah. I have to have Paramount.
It's on one of those paid platforms.
Yeah. All I know is Peacocks are meaner than hell. Stay away from them. They will tear you up.
They're horrible. I remember the first time I heard a peacock.
They got claws and they will tear you up.
And at 4 in the morning in New Delhi, they are outside your window screaming at you.
But I will tell you one thing. Coming from Redneck,
I swear to God.
You can only get this from Redneck. The eggs are delicious from the peahens.
I've never tasted peahens eggs.
Greatest egg salad you've ever had in your life.
Hmm. You are a weird, weird man.
I'm a redneck through and through. Well,
I've lived in India. I've never had a peacock egg.
Well, you got
peahen egg.
We got brown necks there. It's different to red necks.
They're not sharing them with you, huh?
Yeah. I'm not sharing them with you.
I got better mangoes.
Trust me, as hard as they are to get, I'm not sharing them with you. To heck with you. Well, our sip segments are all about distilled spirits, wine, tea, and coffee, and anything else you can drink.
When's the last time we did
peahen egg salad?
Tea and coffee episode.
Oh, they do coffee episodes all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're online only. I don't think they're on the radio.
No, they've done them on the radio. Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. So here the ones.
Those are the guys up in Memphis doing it for us.
Nashville.
Sorry, Nashville. Whatever.
Wrong place.
Redneck country. Yeah. Whatever they're from.
So this is wine episode. So here are the wines we're going to discuss. So we have the Cage Sauvignon Blanc 2023.
Woohoo.
We have the Chapelet 2023 Signature Chenin Blanc. We have the Calling 2022 River Valley Pinot Noir. The Pump Jack Napa Valley Merlot 2022.
Yummy.
The Chapelet Signature Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. Mm-hmm. Sequoia Grove Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. Sequoia Grove Napa Valley Rutherford Tonella Vineyard 2019. And the Sequoia Grove Napa Valley Rutherford Bench Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon Winemaker Series 2019. So
Very nice. What about the co-host today? Would you like to introduce our co-host?
It's all about ego with you, Maury.
Yeah, it's all about you, isn't it? It's all about Maury.
If you didn't know he was a doctor, now you know he's a doctor.
All right, fine.
I just figured the brown boy would be complaining since you gave more time to the wine.
I'll introduce the surgeon.
I'll introduce the co-host.
Don't give him a surgeon.
What, he cuts stuff.
Oh, so I don't think a bris is a surgery.
Yeah, it's not really a surgery.
Well, you haven't had one, have you?
I have.
Now, if you can, do it in the living room, it's not really a surgery.
No, but other than Indians, we require an operating room, not a living room. Right.
So what's the difference between God and a surgeon? God doesn't have a white coat. Yeah, there you go.
God doesn't think he's a doctor.
Yeah. All right, so there's good old boy Justin.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
And apparently left out Maury. Yeah.
Why, thank you, Bob, for the introductions.
Was it MDFACS?
Sorry to post.
He's got 27 letters after an LMNOPWQRZ/O with an ublot over it and a little house and all that. So, and good old boy Harm.
I didn't finish my PhD and I dropped out of med school. So there you go.
They are true facts.
They are true.
100% true. So,
whatever. I could have had more letters.
But you own a liquor store.
I own a liquor store.
Yeah. Well, at this rate, the only letters he's going to have after his name, R.I.P. So,
yeah. We all get that one.
Yeah.
We all get that one.
Yeah, looking at you, yours is closer to the rest of us.
Oh, we're off the rails.
Exactly. So,
yes, we're completely off the rails.
That's pretty much this show.
How many minutes in and we haven't even talked about the first spirit?
Or the 5 minutes and 54 seconds in.
Today.
Ships ratings.
So let's have Justin do our sips ratings against our better judgment.
Come on, zip along, young man.
One sip.
Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Mari, you do number two.
Water. Bring water. Bring water.
Two sips. What is this? Nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Against better advice, three sips. Very interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
I can see your mother shaking her head in shame.
My mom's going to shank me, shiv me when I get home.
I can see your mother looking at you going, oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah.
That's not my kid. All right, so.
So you're up, Bob.
Four sips. Let's keep this a secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Nice.
All right, so that brings us to our first wine, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
I'll try to be quick. Cade Sauvignon Blanc.
That's what she said.
My wife, he always wins the race.
I win the race.
He's always first. Yeah. Unfortunately for her.
Cade Sauvignon Blanc 2023 is 13.8% ABV, 84% Sauvignon Blanc, 12% Sauvignon Blanc Musquet, 2% Semillon, and 2% Viognier. 8,886 cases made. Fermentation was carried out with a combination of stainless steel and tanks and drums, 87%. French oak barrels, 10% new. 11 different strains of yeast were used to ferment the juice. Fermentation lasted for an average of 20 days at an average temperature of 56 degrees Fahrenheit, with no malolactic fermentation occurring. The wine aged in stainless steel tanks and barrels for 5 months, and the barrels and stainless steel drums were aged surly without aging, without stirring the lees. And there's Alan Rickman.
So good.
That's what I was trying to do and utterly failed.
Yeah, well, that's why I decided.
You're not nearly as cool as Alan Rickman.
No, I'm not.
So the color is a beautiful pale straw. The nose, it is very green. It's green cut grass, white flowers, and there's a foxy funk from the Musquet, which I'm not a real fan of. On the palate, I get green apple skins, lemon, yellow grapefruit, but it had a really nice mouthfeel. This is not the style of Sauvignon Blanc I prefer generally. It has a medium-long finish. It's these California stainless steel barrel thing where they use... I think they use too much barrel. And this one, even though it's only 10% new oak, it's not my style. It's not my personal preference.
It's quite pungent. Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
It's a formidable scent.
Harm, if I may...
Hmm.
I was agreeing with you right up until you got to the last couple sentences. I think you nailed it on the palate. I think you nailed it on the nose. For me, all those notes were there, but it was very one note. It was not very interesting and complex or layered in terms of the palate. And I did come back, as you said, and I do appreciate the nice mouthfeel, which I didn't. But I just found that the for me, it was just too one note, very heavily citrus-based, green apple, the tart grapes you've spoke about, and not my style, but I wasn't so much offended as you were by the barreling.
It's not offending to me. It's just not my style.
Right.
I really like that New Zealand style, and I like, which is, you know, all about the fresh fruit and the tropical notes. And I also love the French style from, Loire Valley. What do you call it? Why am I drawing a blank? Because I've been drinking too much wine. French Sauvignon Blanc, Loire, phenomenal quality. Bob, what is it?
I've been drinking as well, so I'm not helping you.
Well, anyway.
The blind leading the blind today.
Yeah, Justin, what'd you think of this wine?
So the color was clear. The nose was butter, pears.
There's no butter at all.
And French oak.
No mellow.
Well, fine. I smelled it.
Did you really?
In the beginning.
There's a little salinity. There's not butter to me.
It kind of faded off, the butter. But in the beginning, it was definitely cougar juice butter. With or without the pharma.
I find that.
Sancerre. You must have forgot. That's what I was trying to think of. Sancerre.
You probably didn't rinse your glass because this was not cougar juice with butter. I'm sorry. I've got to disagree.
We didn't have cougar juice in the last show either. But anyway, the palate was sweet pears, mushrooms, and tin.
I'll give you the sweet pear, but I'm reaching for the mushroom. I don't know where you're going with that.
It just was the second thing that hit me. Also faded off over time, but... And at the end, I got fruit finish.
Very
other words fruit. I wrote, I can't read now.
Fruit cocktail?
Yeah.
It's kind of fruit cocktail-y.
Yeah.
But not sweet.
Well, that little cup that you peel the foil off of?
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Yes, that cup.
Yeah. Is there fruit any other way?
Not that I've ever had in my life, no.
My parents bought me.
Our parents said that's the only fruit.
That's it.
Otherwise, right. You have this like skin or stuff. And
yeah.
You don't want those seeds.
No.
No, I grew up eating fresh fruit constantly. I freaking love fresh. And right now.
And look what good it did you.
Yeah. I know. Because your mother left you outside and left you in the house. Now,
the blackberries were BOGO at Publix. I've been eating blackberries and raspberries. Oh, so good.
You got to go easy on the fruit.
I know. They're bad for the diabetics.
They're bad for your...
Bad.
Shh. Eat more fruit. You should eat lots of fruit.
Bob, what do you think about this wine?
Mm. Can you rate it, Bob?
We got 30 seconds left.
Very crisp. Very bright. I definitely... It's a little green on the front palate, but it's definitely in your face. I'm like you. I like more the New Zealand style. So this one's a little bit more up front. But all in all, I'm really, I think, well done.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing the Cade Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc, or Sauvignon Blanc.
I love the fact he called it Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc because during the commercial, he broke a glass.
Yep.
This is the first time during a show somebody's broken a wine glass, and I'm glad it was Bob.
It happens. Such is life. Well, we're going to be giving the Cade Sauvignon Blanc a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
It's So that takes us off to our next one. I'm going to have Maury tell us about that.
Why, thank you, Bob. Next, we'll be talking about Chapelet Vineyards, which was founded by Molly and Don Chapelet in 1967. They began construction of their winery on Pritchard Hill the following year. This would be the second new winery in Napa Valley after repeal of Prohibition, and they became the 18th registered member of the Napa Valley Vintners Association. Designed by abstract artist Ed Moses, the winery was built into the landscape and was modeled after the Great Pyramids. Their legendary 1969 Cabernet Sauvignon was awarded 100 points by Robert Parker's Wine Advocate.
They've had many more 100-point wines since then, by the way.
Yes, correct. The first wine today is actually another white. This is the Chapelet 2023 Signature Chenin Blanc. It is 14.1% ABV. The original vines were already producing when Don and Molly purchased the property in the late 1960s. Following a replanting in 2007, they reintroduced their Chenin Blanc as a, quote, signature, unquote, designation with a twist. While our signature Cabernet bears Don Chapelet's name, Molly Chapelet's signature graces our Chenin Blanc label. To add depth and complexity, the 2023 Chenin Blanc was fermented in a combination of neutral French oak barrels and stainless steel tanks. It was harvested October 9th, 2023. The color is a very, very pale straw color. On the nose, wonderful aromas of Meyer lemon, quince, pineapple, nectarine, hints of tropical flowers, honey, clover, a hint of hay, and a very, very slight hint of oak. On the palate, it starts out crisp and elegant. It's balanced. There's a nice acidity. There's plenty of minerality, lots of apricot, orange, honeydew, and just a hint of oak. Again, these were neutral oak barrels. And there's just a hint of oak on there, just enough to give it a really nice balanced style. It's got a medium to long finish. I thought this was really a delicious wine. Not many of us drink a lot of Chenin Blanc. And I would say this being off of one's radar, really something worth considering. Again, I would drink it anywhere. You might drink a Sauv Blanc. And I thought it was very enjoyable. I like this very much. Harm, what did you think?
I think you're pretty good with those notes. I don't get as much lemon or pineapple as you got. The tropical fruits kind of muddled for me. I got a lot of melon, green melon, honeydew, I guess. Orange zest is there, and I get clove, like the spice, clove, not clover. But
no, I didn't get that. But
it's got a nice mouthfeel. That's what I think. That's what the barrel is producing. I'm not getting that oak note either. Justin, did you get any of that oak note, or what do you get?
So in the beginning on the nose, I got soap, but it faded off. And then
I think you're conflating like soap with like lavender.
Could be Fabuloso.
Yeah, you know, I think Harm, the oak note's mostly gone now. It was early on when we poured it, there was definitely oak, especially when you compared it to the Sauv Blanc.
Because it's neutral oak, to me, it's more the mouthfeel complexity. Yeah,
but I had just a hint of it, and it's really largely blown off.
Okay.
On the palate, I got oak. On the nose, I didn't.
You got the oak on the palate. I don't get that tannin's not there.
It's mostly gone on the palate.
And I got white melon on the palate, and white the finish
melon.
Was...
What's a white melon?
White melon, like...
Honeydew?
Honeydew.
Honeydew, to me, very is like
good.
Green.
Very good. That's what I meant.
That's a green melon.
And then, you know, on the nose, I got like pineapple, but it was like pineapple at the end of a pina colada after drank most of it.
I didn't get as much pineapple as you know, Maury was mentioned it right prominently. But, you know, it's I guess you're right. It's pina colada.
End of the glass.
End of the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I get you now. I understand where you're coming from now. Okay, go ahead.
That was it.
All right. Bob?
Short and sweet.
I thought it was delicious.
Nobody else got the spice note? No clove for you guys?
I really didn't get it.
I don't get so much the spice. I get the Meyer's lemon and the pineapple. There's definitely that tropical fruit on the nose. On the palate, I definitely get the honeydew melon. I get a little bit of a citrus. More for me, it's more leaning toward orange than it is toward lemon.
Okay.
But there's definitely a honeydew on there.
I just can't get over the mouthfeel. I love the mouthfeel this
week. Oh, it's got a great mouthfeel to it. It coats the tongue, the top, the bottom, the sides. I mean, really well done.
Good astringency without being tannic. Great acidity, so balanced.
Yeah.
I'd give it a higher.
Yeah, I'm inclined. We originally, when it first came out, I'm thinking it's really higher opened rating. Up and developed.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be giving the Chaplet 2023 Signature Chenin Blanc a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
That's a great wine.
So that takes us to our next one. Justin, tell us about that one.
So we're going to talk about The Calling from 2022. It's a River Valley Pinot Noir. It's 14.5%.
Is it Russian River Valley?
Actually, yeah, Russian River Valley. What did I say?
You said, well, he didn't type Russian.
No, I did. I typed. Did you? Right there. Or didn't I? No, yeah, I didn't.
You did.
That's okay. So it's Russian River Valley.
It was midnight when I was typing. Yeah.
And it's 14.7% alcohol by volume.
Aged, so fragrant. Sorry. So beautiful. Go ahead.
Aged 11 months and 100% French oak, 30% of it new. And on the nose, I got like maraschino cherry. I got some berries. I got dark, lush fruit on the palate. There's definitely a Russian River Valley flavor profile, and this hits it squarely in the middle of that. It, you know, if you were doing this blind, you'd be able to tell it was a Russian
River Valley. Definitely not French in style.
Correct. And lush fruits, and the finish was unremarkable, but this is a very good representative of its
unremarkable
style. Unremarkable?
Unremarkable finish. I think it's got finish. A long finish. Here, eat some bread. Eat some bread, clear your palate, drink a water, and come back to it.
Okay.
And then we'll see how long that finishes.
I'll talk at the end.
Yeah, Maury.
No, Harm's right. The finish is definitely medium to long. I thought this was a pleasant surprise. I really wasn't expecting a lot. And honestly, the color's a little bit light. It looks a little bit thin, but it's jumping with fruit, both on the nose and on the palate. I thought the palate was lush, was very round. It was very mouth-coating. I got also some hints of graphite on the back end. And I just found it to be really pleasant, really balanced, really enjoyable. Just very well done.
Bob? Well, Justin and I met the gentleman pouring this at the New York Wine Experience last October, and it was the end of the night, and, you know, you kind of tend to think, well, maybe I've been drinking, everything tastes good at yeah, that point. Happens. But we were over chatting with him, nicest guy, I can't remember his name, I have his card, but I reached out to him and I said, we would love to do this on the show, because this was really singing to me at that point. And I'm glad now to try it, because now I know, yeah, it wasn't because we were drinking for 3.5 hours. This is really, really tasty.
Of course, today we have been drinking for 3.5 hours.
No, I've been sipping and spitting.
Yeah. So the cherries, the cherries on this absolutely come through. There's definitely a berry note on this.
There's about a mouthful or two in the spit bucket.
That bucket's got more than a mouthful.
It's so well put together. It's very tight. It's very well defined.
It's so well defined. Mm. It's sharp.
It is a prototypical Russian River Valley Pinot Noir.
No, this is so much better than some of the other stuff.
It's a laser beam of Russian River Valley. It this is so well done, and I'm glad, because again, we'd been drinking for 3.5 hours, and I think, well, everything tastes good at the end of the night. No, that we were right. This is excellent. This is really, really nice. So
I had the bread, I had the oyster cracker, and the finish is longer now.
Yeah. So you're right. I got all the things you were saying. I think it's a little bit over extracted, because it's not as pale as I like Russian River Valley 100% Pinot Noir to be. I'm wondering if they added like 5% Syrah or something in there, but I don't know. It doesn't taste like it. It's raspberries, baking spices, clove and nutmeg, a little bit of strawberry. There's a little bit of Garrigue coming out. The mouthfeel is just so lush. I don't know what this is. 11 months in 100% French oak barrels. That's what it's from. That mouthfeel is amazing. The acidity is so balanced. The tannins are, it tastes expensive. I've never heard of this wine. I have no idea what it costs, but it tastes expensive.
It's Sonoma, I would agree with so you. It's not bad.
I'm happy to give you their contact information. So
I will,
you can,
if it's available in Florida, I will be carrying this wine.
You can provide it to your customers. I
will be carrying this wine.
We were shocked. We were really like, wow, this is really good. So
Yeah, it punches well above its price point, I believe.
Really? Okay.
Again, I don't know what the cost is, but I agree with you, Harm. It tastes sophisticated.
Unless it's over $100, it's a value priced.
Wine. Yeah, I don't believe so.
Sonoma, it's going to be under $100 most.
Russian River Valley, it's a little bit more.
It's not going to be
probably 80.
I've got $100 Sonoma Russian River Valley points. Depends what you get. There's stuff out there, but people ask for what they can get. You know, it's capitalism, and I would not be surprised to see this at the $100 price point, but I don't know what it costs. I can look it up. It's fantastic. What are we giving it a rating for, Bob?
I don't even want to tell you what most of the places online have it for sale for, but it's in the $20 range.
No way.
Nice. Yeah,
I kid you not.
So. Oh, that's insane.
Yeah. So we're going to be giving the Calling 2022 Russian River Valley Pinot Noir a extremely well-deserved 4 sips.
At $20, it should be 6.
20-ish, you know.
20-ish, really?
Well, I'm licking and it's spread around.
It's got to be different vintages, yeah. Too. You never know.
No, this shows 2022. So, yeah.
Right. Wow.
So
well done, man.
That's going to take us to our next wine, which is from the folks at Plum Jack. So we have the Plum Jack Napa Valley Merlot. So this is the 2022 14.5% ABV. The grapes were cold soaked for 3 to 5 days before fermentation. The fermentation was then allowed to reach maximum temperature of about 90 degrees and pressed off the skins after 10 to 12 days. The wine was then moved into oak barrels and underwent malolactic fermentation. Of the barrels, 67% were new barrels, and the balance was once filled. 92% were French oak Bordeaux barrels, and 8% were American oak barrels. The coopers used include Sylvain, Tarancaud, Natalie, and Demtois. The Merlot was aged for 18 months before bottling. Let's take a look. The color on this?
Absolutely opaque.
Yeah. You can't see through
Ruby.
It. 100%. I mean, just a great.
Gorgeous.
Great color on this.
Clear edges. It's very young.
On the nose. And again, it's a 2022. It's a crime sometimes when we do these shows. This is what we have to do.
Killed a baby, Bob. You killed a baby.
I've aerated this 4 times, and it still probably needs more. There's cherries and raspberries. It's like a berry bomb on the tip of the nose. But there's on the back of the nose, there's a bit of an herbal note to it.
It came out as mint to me, but I don't. It's just kind of changed right now.
A lot of that's blown off.
Yeah.
That greenish vegetal.
On the palate, there's black cherries, dark berries, dark stewed fruit. Was that herbal nature is still there. There's a little bit of a cocoa to it, like a little bit of a dryness to it.
Yeah, I got that.
The tannins on this are very, very fine, very well defined, very nice. They're not whacking you in the face, but they're 100% there. This is beautiful. Really, really nice. What do you think, Harm?
You didn't say anything that I disagree with, dude. I got the herbal note at first, I have mint and jalapeno, and that's totally blown off. The jalapeno is gone. You said, did you get green peppers, Maury?
No, I just said it just had a greenish vegetable.
Yeah,
vegetable
that's gone. It's gone.
But it's gone.
Yeah. Aerate your wines, kids. We did this. He poured through the Venturi and stuff. We've let it sit for a while. Gorgeous, gorgeous cherries and berries, like he said. I got more vanilla as well. And lavender, and the spice I got kind of like a hint. I don't know what that spice is. I don't know. Maybe it's a little licorice or something. But it on the palate, it was vanilla and cocoa and herbs, and the beautiful fruit. And what you said about the tannins is absolutely right, Bob.
Yeah, it's just it's there, but it's so precisely defined. It's not that wacky over the head tannin.
It's not going to dry your mouth out.
No,
but you can still have a great steak with this.
Yeah.
Maury?
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100% on everything you said. To me, I get a little hint of cedar and cigar box on the palate, in addition to all the things that you guys have mentioned. I think you're spot on with the tannins. I agree with all the dark fruit. I think it's a beautiful wine. And I must admit, we were rewarded
You said it, the cedar's coming out. Yeah,
we have been rewarded with patience, because I admit when this was first poured in my glass, it was closed, it was tight, and yes, it was far
not
lower
impressive
on my rating. It was not impressive at all. And with time and with aeration, a couple passes through the Venturi, it's made a world of difference. And again, patience will be rewarded. I love this wine. It's
delicious. You could put it in the cellar for 5-10 years, or you could put it through the Venturi a few times. You know?
Yeah.
It's up to you. Justin?
I think both.
On the nose, I got
7 years.
I'd put this away for 10, easy. But I got a good fall Yankee Candle on the nose. That became less intense over time.
He's not wrong. It's for once. I can understand the Yankee Candle reference.
And then right out of the bottle.
You're colluding with my wife.
Right out of the bottle, I got Potpourri. That faded off. And then I got an intense Christmas fruit cake on the palate. That faded off. Now it's light memory of Christmas fruit cake in February. And on the finish was like light cocoa for me. Yeah, like a lingering bourbon. Like cocoa
lingering
on the
burp.
Finish. Oh, but I got lingering bourbon, but.
Nice.
A lingering burp. Maybe that'll come later.
The fruit cake burps.
Yeah.
Is that a show? It's a show. It's a show title.
That's a spinoff.
Fruitcake burps.
That's a whole series.
Well, we're going to give the Plum Jack Napa Valley Merlot 2022 a well-deserved 4 sips. Hold on.
That's classified.
That Merlot is really underrated. People always go for the Plum Jack Cab.
Yeah. I bet you no one has done an entire series on wine burps.
You know, Harm, I'm going
to
ignore that. Harm, I would agree with you. I think I've had many labels from Plump Jack, but never their Merlot.
Oh, I sell the hell out of the Merlot. I tell people all the time, you got to buy the Merlot.
I like
and
their
and we shard. Love their Chard. Yeah.
I love their Chard.
Yeah.
And I love their Cab.
Well, they're known for their Cab. I'm glad we got to taste the Merlot today. But today we got another wine.
I got a lot of nice Darius Merlot. I should have put a nice try one.
I haven't had that Darius Merlot in years.
I've got several at home. We need to crack a few.
Let's go to our next wine. We're going to have Harm tell us about that.
Well, thank you, Bob. Chapelet Signature Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 is our next wine. So this is the Signature line. It's less expensive than their high-end Pritchard Hill stuff, which I freaking love. But this is also a great
value. But this is not inexpensive.
It's not inexpensive.
Appropriately priced.
It's appropriately priced. But before the fires in Napa Valley, this was a lot cheaper. 14.7% ABV, 79% Cabernet Sauvignon, 8% Petit Verdot, 7% Malbec, 6% Merlot. Dry rock soils of Pritchard Hill produce small, intensely flavored grapes. The crop thinning allows for full, even ripening and elevates the flavor complexity. The 2021 growing season began with one of the driest winters in the record, with a mild spring and summer resulting in a limited canopy growth and very small berries, which means intense flavor, and that's what we got here. The color is a beautifully opaque ruby with violet edges. This wine, even though it's a 2021, is already coming into its own, and the nose is intensely fruity and herbal. And we've only got a few seconds left for the next commercial, so I don't know where to stop here. But I've got cassis, black cherry. I've got mint, the French vanilla. There's spices coming out. Cloves, cardamom. This is just amazing. The palate is full of dark berries and spice.
And we'll be back.
Commercial. Just the destination. But baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, we're back, and Harm was waxing poetic about the Chapelet Signature.
I need to speed up. We've got three wines after this. I'm sorry.
We got time. Don't worry about it.
All right. So, beautiful dark fruit, cassis mint is coming out on the nose, on the palate now. Black blackberries, just cassis and blackberry. A hint of acidity, maybe it's almost raspberry, but I don't know. Chocolate. There's a spice coming out with kind of licorice-y. A little bit of clove. And the finish is infinitely long. And this is their cheap one. I mean, even though their cheap one is not cheap.
I was going to say, I wouldn't say cheap. This is their less expensive one than Pritchard Hill.
But the Pritchard Hill is like $300. Yeah. $250 to $300, whatever.
Worth every dime, but yeah.
Yeah, depending on the vintage. Those are 100-point wines. The lowest I've ever seen a score from Parker from that is like 96 or something like that. Yeah.
The ones he signs are pretty good.
Yeah.
And we tell you, the vineyard.
And you guys got to visit the vintage. The vineyard is January?
Absolutely stunning.
It is so jealous.
Beautiful.
So jealous. Oh my God.
We got to meet Cyril Chaplet.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. He's a nice guy.
But you didn't get any Pritchard Hill from Cyril.
Not yet.
Coming. coming.
I love we've done Pritchard Hill on the show before, I believe, right?
No.
Really?
No.
We've done
coming.
Jefferson's Ocean aged in Pritchard Hill.
Barrels. Yes. Oh, so I love Pritchard. That's one of my favorite wines in the world. And I mean, this is no different. This is the baby version. But oh my God, this is good.
But I'll tell you something that I learned today, that all of this is produced on Pritchard Hill. The Pritchard Hill label represents their Tête de Cuvée.
I didn't realize it was 100% Pritchard. I thought there was some valley floor fruit here too. They're not buying any fruit?
I'm not sure, but these grapes, the majority of this wine is grown at their estate on Pritchard Hill.
Okay.
It tells you right on the label, estate grown.
So, if it's all estate grown, let me see the label. I've never noticed that before. Is it maybe previous vintages?
So anyway, I'm excited because I love their entry level, as Harm calls it, signature Napa Valley Cabernet, and I would call it their first label. The Pritchard Hill is just their sort of, you know,
top of the line
Tête de Cuvée, and it's wonderful. And the price has escalated over the years, but again,
all the fires of Napa Valley, the production costs, everything else.
But this wine, as far as cab goes, the only thing missing today is a nice thick ribeye, Bob. If you loved us, you'd have served ribeye alongside this.
Instead, we got a Publix Italian sub. Come on.
That's right.
I mean, got one in the fridge at home. All grilled.
You knuckleheads inhaled that like you'd never seen food. Please.
That's true. We don't appreciate Bob. He does feed us.
I would say Harm.
But not steak.
You nailed it on the palate and the nose. Again, it's luscious. It's mouth coating. There's a lot of spice, dark berries, some espresso, a little bit of tobacco, and the finish just goes on and on. This is my jam. I think this is delicious. As I said, there's only one thing missing, and that's a nice big juicy steak. But unlike the Pritchard Hill, this I think you could drink by itself.
Yeah,
I think that
Pritchard Hill has to have food.
The bigger wines really, really are food wines.
I think you're making a mistake. I think you're drinking them too young. Pritchard Hill is built to age 10 to 20 years.
Oh God, yeah.
You're drinking them too young.
Oh, well, this is true. I'm talking about an appropriately aged one though. Yeah. Those wines benefit from food, and you're right. They benefit from much more cellar aging.
It's hard to hold that stuff that long.
I know.
Justin, what do you think?
Well, I can't add to anything everybody said other than the wine belch is pure aloe.
We're going to do a wine burp show next.
I'm just going to throw the beer notes
guys
in as do, they come.
The beer guys' ratings are burps. If you ever listen to the beer shows, their ratings are burps.
We're far more
it's the
classy
poor man's
than that.
Retro nasal exhale is the wine burp.
Bob, can you give us a rating or give us
well,
a
there's
review?
Not much else I can say about this one. So we're going to be giving this Chaplet Signature Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 a well-deserved 4 sips.
It's almost a five. Not quite.
A millimeter.
And you know what? I'm getting rose petal now.
Finish.
Yeah,
me too.
It's getting floral. God, yeah. This wine is just evolved.
It's the wine burp that brought up the rose petal.
He said it was aloe.
I absolutely love Chaplet, and I've never had one that didn't fit with me. I mean, they're always excellent. So,
I've seen at Costco. You can find this at Costco.
Don't say things about Costco. I'm sitting right here, Maury.
So let's go on to our next wine. We're going to have more tell us about
other
that
states
one.
And cities. All right. Thank you, Bobby Joe. Next, we'll be speaking about Sequoia Grove Winery and its 24-acre estate, which were part of the original Rancho Camas land grant given in 1836 to George Yount, the area's first European-American pioneer. Over the years, the property changed hands until it was purchased in 1978 by James and Barbara Allen. The following year, the duo opened a winery in a 100-year-old barn beneath a grove of sequoia trees, and so Sequoia Grove was born. The first wine is the Sequoia Grove Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021, 14.9% ABV, 81% Cabernet Sauvignon, 9% Cabernet Franc, 7% Merlot, 2% Malbec, 1% Petit Verdot, aged 18 months in French oak, 60% of which is new. The fruit was hand-picked and the berries were hand-sorted before and after the destemmer. The juice went through a 1 to 3 day cold soak to settle the solids before inoculation with a unique French yeast strain. Pump overs were executed daily to fine tune and extract the rich color and tannins from the skins. After fermentation, the wine was moved to barrel to initiate malolactic fermentation in French oak and was racked 2 to 3 times before bottling and extended aging. Wow. So, this wine has a deep, dark, inky purple color. On the nose, a lot of fruit, a lot of cobbler, plum, blackberry, a little bit of black currant, hint of vanilla. On the palate, it's rich, it's viscous, it's mouth coating. The tannins are a little bit tight, but they've opened up over time. Oxygen and aeration, time in the glass has definitely done it well. There's definitely hints of dark cocoa, a little bit of Rutherford dust in there on the back end. The finish is medium. I think it's a very nice wine. It's well made. It's definitely improved with time.
No, it's gotten a lot better.
Exactly. And I think it will continue to improve with time in the bottle. This is young. And I think this wine would be best revisited in at least 5 years and be sure to aerate it well upon opening. Justin, what do you think?
So I got like sweet berries followed by the signature Rutherford dust. The finish, it was nice ripe berries with signature dryness at the end. And even the Belch had fruit following. So it was very consistent with the,
that's just another show.
The regular palate.
Don't pitch the spinoff till we get money. Now, anyway.
I'm a giver.
There you go. Bob, what do you think?
I think this was excellent. I really enjoyed this wine. Blackberries, black currants. There's a little bit of fresh tobacco in it.
There's a little bit of incense.
There's definitely a little incense and sandalwood. Definitely.
And you know what? This wine...
All the way in the back.
Bob, before the show, when we were tasting the review, Bob and Justin loved this wine. Maury and I were the naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
This wine has really evolved.
It's come along. Better, for sure.
So much.
Come along.
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew you would.
It's really opened up. Again,
but it's taken longer than some.
Yeah, well, it's a baby. This one's built to go. So,
yeah.
I mean, I aerated this twice in the flip decanter, twice in the
Venturi,
and still.
And I did an extra time in the Venturi. And it's
been
still
sitting
ready.
In the bottle with the corks out since 10 a.m. So this thing needs time. But once it gets the time.
They don't know what time it is, Bob.
Absolutely.
It's 4:25 p.m. now.
It's wine time.
The conceit is we do this at 2 a.m.
Raspberries.
We don't do this at 2 a.m.
Raspberries and black cherries.
Get that out. Giving away all our secrets.
Dark fruit.
Next thing you know, we're not behind the curtain.
There's that powdery, dark cocoa, Rutherford dusty kind of back end to it. I love it. I think it's absolutely delicious. What do you think, Harm?
I already talked about it, dude. This wine, I wanted to say no. This is it. I got so much better. We got to increase the score. Yeah.
All right. We're gonna give the Rutherford Grove Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 four sips.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's classified.
And that was a big jump. Honestly, I was way more.
Maury was like, "This is a 2." But we had to really breathe.
It has really, really evolved.
Yeah. It was so that sandalwood note was a surprise.
All right. Well, we're going to go to our next one, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that. And we were drinking some of this about 2 weeks ago at the winery, actually, the Tonella.
Okay. So the next one we're talking about is the Sequoia Grove Napa Valley Rutherford Tonella Vineyard 2019. It's 14.9% alcohol by volume, 75% Cab Sauvignon, 24% Cabernet Franc, 1% Petit Verdot, aged 20 months in premium French oak, and 75% of it's new.
Most of those, what, Best Buy French oak?
No wonder I love this wine so much. 24% Cab Franc.
We.
I didn't read the, because you were assigned to read the note. I didn't read the note.
And it's got three or four more years of age than all the others.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah. That's why it was the best.
So the fruit was hand-picked and berries were hand-sorted before and after the destemmer. The juice went through a three-day cold soak to settle the solids before inoculation.
I feel like I've heard this before. Is this the exact same thing as the last wine?
I don't know. And it was inoculated with a unique French yeast strain. Pump overs were executed daily to fine-tune the extract, the rich color and tannins from the skins. After fermentation, the wine was moved to barrel initiate malolactic fermentation in French oak
and was racked two to three times
before bottling and extended age.
I'm reading the previous notes. I'm on a different page.
Each barrel was individually selected for this blend. For the first time ever, this wine is unfiltered to give maximum sight expression and minimal winemaker intervention. So this wine was really, really good. What did you think, Harm?
All that reading, and that's what he got. Okay, great.
Berries, almonds. I got on the nose, I'm getting tons of mint and blackberry, chocolate, a little bit of coffee. There's some umami thing coming on there. I'm not sure what that is.
Umami. It's
a big, dense floral wine with the floral notes and those umami notes have been coming for the Cab Franc. This is just beautiful. I love this blend.
This wine benefited the most from aeration through the Venturi immediately. The other wines actually caught up to it. They just needed time and air and time. But this wine went dramatically from a 2 to a 4, in my mind, just through the Venturi.
I don't know.
Maybe even higher, but immediately through the Venturi, it went up. I think you're right, Bob. I think the Cab Franc really adds an amazing dimension to this wine. I haven't seen...
I'm a freak for Cab Franc.
I have not seen 24% Cab Franc in a long time. That's kind of a nice...
Yeah, you either get 100% Cab Franc or...
Rarely, or a teeny little bit. I think this wine was delicious. I think it was amazing. It's the oldest of the Sequoia Groves today at 2019. It's still young, but I think it was drinking beautifully today.
I can't really add much more to that.
I was surprised.
Yeah, fantastic. Again, we're still drinking. I think these things still need so much more time. I mean, just still very, very tight, very, very close. But
you know what really, this is? Really up and up. This is that teenage surfer that was tragically killed by a great white shark. Way before its time.
The hell are you talking about?
I've been watching shark videos lately.
Spicoli.
Okay.
So it's a teenager.
All right. Well, we're going to give the Sequoia Grove Napa Valley Rutherford Tonella Vineyard 2019 5 sips.
Oh my goodness.
So that brings us to our last wine, which is the Sequoia Grove Napa Valley Rutherford Bench Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon Winemaker Series 2019. 14.4% AB, 76% Cab Sauvignon, 14% Cab Franc, 4% Merlot, 3% Petit Verdot, 3% Malbec, 16 months in French oak. I'll skip the rest of the read in so we can get to the wine.
Bordeaux style grapes, all 5 Bordeaux grapes. Go ahead.
Just inky, dark garnet.
Is it all 5? I think it's 4 of the 5. Okay.
Oh, there's a dried fruit note on
all 5.
The nose. On the palate, the tannins are really well, just again, very, very tight, not cloying, not jumping over you, not beating you over the head. Just
another one we drank too young and didn't give enough air.
Yeah. The tannins, once you give it enough air, are just laser precise.
So if you guys, if you go to cherries, a restaurant and order this at for dinner, you can't do that. You have to have them. You have to call the restaurant in advance. Say we're ordering this. Decant this now.
Cherries, dark berries, a little bit of a dry dust, a little bit of a dry cocoa. What'd you think, Justin?
So this was an enigma wrapped in a conundrum. It was beautiful, intense fruit. The palate was a beautiful ray of sunshine with just the right intensity, closing on a finish that blew me away.
And shout out to Josh Hoover, the assistant winemaker, who we were hanging out with him 2 weeks ago. Fantastic wine. Fantastic wine. What did you think, Bori?
Again, you guys have really said it all. I thought the wine was delicious. It's very well made. It's got everything you want in a Napa Valley Cabernet. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Harm?
I mean, I cannot stress enough that you need to aerate these kind of wines. I've had Sequoia Grove before, and I've always been underwhelmed. But the reason is we've never given it this type of time. You need to aerate these wines. They're babies.
This is a winery that will absolutely surprise you.
Yeah.
100%. And I'm with you. I'd had it before, and I thought, okay, pretty decent stuff, until we were there a couple weeks ago and we were drinking it there. And
well, you had from the barrel. You got
spoiled. I mean, just amazing, like how much better it was.
That stuff was going to get even better because it wasn't, it was going to age a little more before they finally
give it a rating before you run out of time. Yeah.
Well, we're going to give this one the Sequoia Grove Napa Valley Rutherford Bench Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon Winemaker Series 2019. 4 sips.
That's classified.
Yeah.
I'm not going to thank you.
Maureen and I were like, this is a 2 or a 3. Yeah.
But it really was. I admit it. When it came out of the bottle.
I'm not going to thank you. Thank me for coming and drinking this good wine. What do you think, Justin?
I had pinkies up for a weekend, man. Yeah, it was
exactly.
Great.
It's a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Maury?
Another not too shabby day in the basement. Thank you, Bob.
This does not suck, does it?
Helping to procure such amazing offerings.
Harm?
You know, Bob, thank you for having us. If it weren't 2 a.m., I'd take my wife out to dinner with some of these wines.
Not happening.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.